Smith and in Tobiah.
We'll go now to Comrade Vivian Langford recording for Voices for Palestine at the rally for Land Day on the 30th of March at Sindhi Town Hall. And we'll hear from Josh Lee, and Jasmine from Palestine Action Group.
And of course, we have to keep saying it louder than ever, from the river to the sea,
from the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free. Palestine Action Group, I'll be emceeing tonight with my co-chair, Yasmin Johnson. Yaz is also from the Palestine Action Group and from Students for Palestine. Yaz is a Jewish anti-Zionist activist here in this country, a leading student activist. She also has family in Isfahan, in Iran, being bombed right now. I need to also, before I go any further, of course, acknowledge that we are protesting tonight on the stolen Gadigal land. This is Aboriginal land. Sovereignty was never ceded. We stand in complete solidarity with the ongoing struggle for Indigenous liberation in this country against racism. We say always was, always will be Aboriginal land. All right, we're here today, of course, to mark Palestinian Land Day. Now, Land Day commemorates a massive struggle that broke out in 1976, which included a massive general strike across the territory of Palestine, which included mass protests of Palestinians all up and down to take a stand against the ongoing theft of Palestinian land.
Shame!
That is a process, of course, that began. Well, it actually predates this, but it really ramped up, of course, with the Nakba, the catastrophe, the first major genocide carried out by Israel back in 1948, which was the premise for that entire racist colonial state that we call Israel. But, of course, that process of land theft has never ceased, has never ceased. This is what the whole project of Zionism was all about. It was about creating a state on the land of the Palestinian people through mass exclusion, through ethnic cleansing, through violence and racism and genocide.
Same.
And we obviously look back to days like the huge struggle that erupted on Land Day in 1976 as an inspiration, because the Palestinian people, of course, have never stopped fighting and resisting against their genocide, against their dispossession. And we stand in solidarity with that struggle. In 1976, they didn't, as far as I'm aware, necessarily use the word to describe it then, but you could say this was one of the first intifadas of the Palestinian people, an uprising, an attempt to shake off Israeli oppression and to try to defend their ownership of their land and oppose the racist violence that was driving Palestinians off their land. Of course, the protest back then in 76 came in particular in opposition to the Israeli announcement that they were going to seize whole areas of northern Palestine, the Galilee region. And of course, it shouldn't be lost on us today that that is exactly the region where Israel is now massing tanks and soldiers as they attempt to yet again invade and occupy Lebanon. And I mean, I'm sure someone knows, but I've lost count of how many times Israel has invaded Lebanon. It is many, many times. It is a history of decades, decades of war after war after war waged by Israel on the Lebanese people, and of course decades of occupation and so on, which they now openly say they wish to recreate. Is they are explicit about the fact they want to occupy at least the entirety of the south of Lebanon.
Shame!
This is absolutely shocking. Of course, it comes at the same time as an ongoing genocide in Gaza, an ongoing genocide which has killed several hundred Palestinian people just since they announced a so-called ceasefire. Of course, we know what Israeli ceasefires mean. They mean that the other side should cease firing while Israel reserves the right to continue massacring and bombing whoever and whenever they want. It's the same kind of ceasefire that Israel has supposedly had in place in Lebanon, which of course they have broken thousands, literally thousands of times.
Same.
And we know, of course, about the utter mass crimes that Israel has carried out in Gaza. I'm sure I don't need to tell any of you about that. But what is so shocking now is that Israel is now having normalized, or hoping to normalize, the kinds of barbarous crimes, the kinds of genocidal form of warfare that they've carried out in Gaza. Now they are trying to replicate those tactics in Lebanon.
Shame.
They have already killed 51, by my latest count, medical workers in Lebanon just since the 2nd of March. They are, of course, deliberately targeting and massacring journalists. They are engaging in double tap strikes to deliberately kill first responders, healthcare workers, journalists, civilians, everywhere, all throughout Lebanon, and in particular in the south. And of course, on top of all of that, not just Israel, but of course the United States and Australia are now participants in yet another war, and this time a war on Iran, of course. A war which has already slaughtered thousands of civilians, a war which they said was about liberating the people of Iran, and then, of course, in the first hours, what do? Massacre hundreds of schoolgirls in Minab.
Nice.
This is a war which Australia is directly involved in. This is a war which Albanese has signed up to, which he has helped to justify.
Same.
And it's a war which, of course, we completely oppose. And we've said all along that if Israel is not stopped, if the United States is not stopped, then we face a world of endless war in the region and beyond the region. This is what they have in store for us, for all of humanity, is a world of endless war and racism and carnage and violence. And of course, it's the people of the Middle East paying first and foremost for that. Of course, people around the world now are beginning to pay, obviously not in as brutal or violent a manner. But we see in front of us now the other reason why we oppose war. War is about imperialism. These wars are wars for oil and imperialism and empire and US and Israeli power. They are also wars which, of course, line the pockets of the rich. We see the profiteering of the energy companies, the oil companies, all around us. And of course, as always, it's the working class that will be made to pay everywhere in the world for these wars through fuel shortages, through profiteering energy companies. And of course, we know the effect of this soon is going to be skyrocketing food prices around the world and hundreds, potentially hundreds of millions more people in the world thrust into food insecurity and starvation thanks to these wars waged by America and Israel and backed to the hilt by the Australian government.
Shame.
So we stand against these wars 100%. We mark today Palestinian Land Day. We stand in solidarity with this ongoing struggle of the Palestinian people for the liberation of the entire territory of Palestine. When we say that we want Palestine to be free from the river to the sea, we mean an end. We mean an end to the systematic oppression of the Palestinian people. Of course, that includes genocide in Gaza, but it also includes the violent dispossession of Palestinians in the West Bank. It includes an end to the entire apparatus of apartheid that is the state of Israel, a state built systematically on racist policies and the violent and racist subjugation of the Palestinian people. Yeah. We want freedom. We want a society in which all people can live in freedom and peace and dignity and equality all over the world. It's what we've always fought for in this country, and it's what we support in the Middle East and everywhere else. Right, on that note, I'll pass over to our first speaker tonight. I'll just say from the outset, unfortunately, our Palestinian speaker, we had a wonderful, Palestinian speaker from Students of Palestine lined up to speak, but she has fallen ill today, so she can't make it tonight, I'm very sad to say.
Sue is a Greens New South Wales MP. She's a long-standing advocate for Palestine, against war, and against all of the attacks on free speech and the right to protest that Labour and Liberal are trying to carry out. Please make her welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It is so good of you all to come tonight. We are all here on Gadigal land. We know this. Let's together pay our respects to all elders, past, present, and emerging, who are constantly fighting against the oppression of First Nations people right here on this land. And I remind all of you, it was only last week in the New South Wales Parliament that the Minns Labor government tried another foul attack on Aboriginal land rights right here in New South Wales. We called that out. We've got to pause, but please, friends, stay tuned in follow the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council right now. They are fighting for their land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And today, folks, it is 30 March. This is Palestinian Land Day. This is the day we say very loud, very clear, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. We will not stop, friends, because today I can see it. You have love in your heart, justice in your veins, but you have fire in your belly, and we will not stop. We will not stop until we hold these war parties to account. I stand here, I have never been more proud to be a Greens MP, because we are not the war parties. We will fight, we will fight, and we will fight, like I said, with love in our hearts, peace in our hearts, justice in our veins, but friends, we will fight, because this is a fight. We will stand up to the politics of hate and racism and division that right now is Pauline Hanson, it is the Labor Party, and it is the Liberals. And we have had enough of all of them. There is a better way, friends. We know there's a better way, but we have to stand up to these imperial parties of the past. Right now, because of Donald Trump's absurd, disgusting, self-serving attacks on Iran, and we know it's about Epstein, we know it's about his own personal power, and we know Netanyahu and Israel are jumping on this as the opportunity of their gross and brutal lifetime to continue their imperialistic colonization. And we know that right now, because of their despicable acts and our gutless Prime Minister, who, let's never forget, was the first person across this planet to jump up in support of Netanyahu and Trump. What was he thinking? We are our humanity, and that morning he stood against our humanity. We must not forget this. But right now, because of their actions, we are suffering. Everyday people now are going to feel the brunt right here. As Josh said, of course we will not feel it like Palestinian people in Gaza or Iranian people in Iran right now, but we are feeling it. We're going to feel the cost of it. And Labor yesterday and today, no, we're not even going to offer the people free public transport. This is ridiculous, because you know what? The parties of war can justify pain on the people, but we will. We will not stop, folks. We Greens will keep pushing our government ministers. We won't stop. We've won in Tasmania. We've won in Victoria. We will get concessions for the people, because this is not our war. This is not on our watch, and we won't stop. We will not stop, and we will hold them to account. And friends, friends, our good friends who are joining the global Samud flotilla are mobilising this week. They are getting ready, and they are going to join the flotilla to once again, with their courage, their power, their humanity, they will try and break the siege. Together, we will stand united, and we will not be defeated. And I'm sure all of you saw last week the way the police now are doubling down, chasing people who were here on this land in February. And they are chasing them, and they are using excessive force. They are using their state power to punish, intimidate, and to undermine the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission's inquiry. We won't stop holding them to account. We will shine a light. Folks, all stay connected, because right now, you are our humanity, and we're going to march again tonight. I love you all.